The Pasuk Arami Oved Avi itself is open to multiple interpretations. Well, what does it mean? Who was the Arami? What does it mean, Arami Oved Avi? Sirashi, and it's Sirashi on the Pasuk Dvarim Chafvav, hey, together with the Ribben Yakar, the Shpalei Lechet, and the Ritva, say it's talking about Lavan. Lavan was an Arami, and he wanted to destroy Yaakov. An Aramean wanted to destroy my father. My father is Yaakov. Because he says, Yesh lekel yadi la'aseis mechem ra, I can do bad things to you. Rabbi Hashem told me not to, but he wanted to. Right? In fact, the Targum says, Lavan Arama bar avdi yasaba. Lavan the Aramean wanted to destroy my father. The problem is, it doesn't really fit with the simple reading of the text. Because then, if it's talking about Lavan, it shouldn't say Arami Oved Avi. It should be Arami Ma'aved Avi. But more than that, Fayed Mitzrayma, Lavan didn't go down to Mitzrayim. And it says Arami Oved Avi Vayed Mitzrayma, which would seem to imply that it's talking about Yaakov, because Yaakov is the one that went down to Mitzrayim. And that's really how the Ibn Ezra learns. The Ibn Ezra says, the Pasuk's talking about Yaakov, because Yaakov, my father, was a working Aramean, was a poor Aramean. Oved here means Ani. Because in Yaakov, Wiz was in Aram, he's working for Lavan, and he was a poor Aramean, and then he goes down to Mitzrayim. The Sfarno explains, yes, the Ibn Ezra is talking about Yaakov. But what does word Oved mean? It means that he didn't have a settled home. He wasn't able to lay down roots. It's not that he was poor in money. It's that he was unable to settle down. Rashbet says, no. Come on. Since when do we ever call Yaakov an Arami? No. And anyway, Yaakov becomes rich from Lavan. So, anyway, after Yaakov was with Lavan, he doesn't go to Mitzrayim, he goes to Canaan. And Oved is in the present tense. The beginning, not the end. So what's going on here? Who are we talking about? It's all very strange. So the Rashbam explains that we're talking about Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was born in Aram, of Aram. He was first the father of Aram, and then he was of Haman Goyim. Hashem says to him, Lech Lecha, Ma'aretz Chom Ladcha. He was a wandering Aramean. Avraham Avinu was a wandering Aramean. So it's talking about Avraham Avinu, who went down to Mitzrayim. Point is, and the Malbum says this, this is all Maschil Begnus. And the beginning is Yaakov by Lavan. And the fact that Yaakov was a stranger in Lavan's house. And all of this story, all of the Ishtalshlus Advarim, comes from the Brisbane Abbasaram of Kigeya Zaracha. And the beginning of it all starts with the Yitzchak Avinu in the land of the Plishtim. So really, Yitzchak becomes wealthy there. So really, the beginning of Geria Zaracha, which was promised to Avram, started with Yaakov. And really, that's why the Sifri says, Lo'yared Yaakov el Lo'ived, Yaakov goes to Lavan to begin the promise of Geria Zaracha. Either way, this is where we're Maschil Begnus. Whether it's Avram, whether it's Yaakov, whether it's really a combination of the two. We talk about our degradation. We own it because we realize that it's a springboard for our greatness.